morning. Good morning, you beautiful, beautiful people. It's your Prince of Positivity here, wishing you all a happy mother effing hump day. Happy mother effing Wednesday. That's a good one. At least it will be. I'm assuming it will be. But there actually is something that I'll learn. I learned, is it last night? Yeah, last night. And forgive me if there's some of you out there, it's like, I knew this the whole time. Here's the thing. You know, too much of anything is a bad thing. But I didn't know how detrimental caffeine actually is for you. Like, again, like I said, anything in moderation can be okay. But just because I went down this rabbit hole because I had saw one video of somebody did, like, I think it was a month, between a month and 3 months of like caffeine withdrawal, like just cold turkey, stopped it, didn't do. And they talked about like the benefits of, you know, not relying on caffeine. You know, I'm not just talking about energy drinks. I'm talking about coffee as well. So apparently it does do way more harm than good. And I'll spare you the whole science talk because there's a lot that goes into it, but it, in a way, it almost, for lack of a better sentence, it tricks your body a little bit into it basically having to work overtime to substitute. Again, I'm going to spare you the science, and I shouldn't even try to explain it in the way that I'm explaining it now, but either way, it's bad for you. Look up the shit. You can Google it or YouTube it, whatever the case is. The benefits of caffeine withdrawal or just eliminating caffeine and not having to worry about it. But after that, I did go look into some alternatives so that way I could actually try to figure out what I can do to substitute my, unpleasurable caffeine intake, because, you know, trying to get everything done in one day and trying to, you know, extend the amount of hours I have in a day by drinking mountains of caffeine, energy drinks, coffee, whatever the case is, it's bad. It's bad. And I think that was probably the wake up call that I needed for me to be able to be like, okay, you need to change this, you know, because I work out regularly. You know, I'm fairly in shape. I'm fairly healthy. So it's not an issue for me to get moving around and stuff like that. But I think I've relied on caffeine so much that it's become, you know, an onset addiction. But again, wake up call I needed, and all the working out in the world isn't going to eliminate the detriment of what the causes can be from the negative side of it. But anyway, let's go ahead and jump right into this. So, of course, if you didn't already know, it is time for that beautiful, wonderful, oh so beneficial daily dose. I'm telling you, we keep all the fuck ups in. That goes nowhere. So you, if I mess up, you're going to hear it. So, but we have to talk about the things that's holding us back. And, you know, I went through that long spill, you know, granted, yes, that did happen last night, but we all need to figure out the things that are our vices. We have to find the things that's holding us back because, you know, outside of us allowing people to, well, I mean, it's still us, but, you know, sometimes we allow people to steer us in certain directions of our own accord, but we still follow that. granted, it may come from someone else, but you know, at the end of the day, we choose whether or not to follow said advice or said trends or said path. But some of us have vices that prevent us from doing a lot of things. You know, some of us are chronic procrastinators. Some of us are lazy. Some of us, you know, take too many tasks on at a time to where we can never get anything done. It's like being a jack of all trades and master of none. You know, you want to do all of these things, but you can't focus, you know, because you're too busy trying to do everything at the same time. You know, there are a lot of us who just don't know how to settle down and concentrate and just get down to focus. Some of us have our own version of ADHD. You know, we need to figure out our vices so that way we can eliminate them or treat them in the manner that they need to be treated, so that way we can operate or function at the level that we need to function at. See, some of us are trying to do things and trying to achieve the things we want to achieve and don't realize that we're our own hindrance at times. Some of us think because we go on a day-to-day and we still treat everything as it is normal, something that we've been dealing with for so long flies under the radar because we've dealt with it for so long that it's second nature. We don't see any difference. We don't see how it affects us. And just like I talked about with the caffeine can mess with your productivity. Ironic, and you know, oddly enough that it is, you know, something that we use to keep us up, but it's something that messes with your productivity, messes with your concentration, messes with your sleep patterns, whatever. The thing is, it's something that I struggled with and will still struggle with because, you know, it was funny because as I was watching those videos, I was drinking a Red Bull. And listening to that, I had to come to the realization that, yeah, it's a problem for me. You know, it's something that stunts a lot of things that I try to do. And it takes me, sometimes it takes me a little bit longer to do certain things now because of that. And as much as I still get done, there's more that I could do. There's a lot more that I could get done. There's a lot more things that I can accomplish if I eliminate that. And that goes for everybody else. How much could you personally get done if you just had the realization of what it is that could be potentially holding you back? Something that you do or something that's within you that has become a detriment. And I can tell you right now, 9 out of 10 people in this world have something personally that holds them back. Whether it be the things like I've said, procrastination, laziness, taking on too many tasks at once, just a number of things. Those are just things that come to mind. But we have to be able to acknowledge those things and nip them in the butt or do the bare minimum to be able to cope with it or deal with it in a way that allows us or that allows it to not affect us as much. Or at least allow it, or at least something that doesn't, or at least treat it in a way to where it doesn't affect our own productivity. So just keep that in mind. Look deep within yourself. Look at your daily routine. See how you operate on a day-to-day basis and see if you can find the problem piece within your life and see if you can do something to fix that. So with that said, you're beautiful. I love you. You're all very fucking amazing. And as always, stay humble, hustle hard, spread that love. Get out there and nip that shit in the butt so you can be the best version of yourself, or at least start to be the best version of yourself. And until next time, you beautiful, beautiful people. Salud.